is our pastor.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. Lord, we're just thankful for this day. We're thankful for this very moment of your visitation. Thankful, Lord God, for your presence. We're thankful, God, that your anointing is present with us today to cheer us up if we're sad, to heal us if we're sick, to give us joy if we've been in sorrow. We thank you for the anointing to help us to hear and receive the word with joy. Father, we pray you touch each one of your children in this place under the sound of my voice, from the youngest to the oldest. Lord God, we pray that you would do something in their life that they will remember today. Now, Father, we ask you also, Lord, that you would give me precision of speech and clarity of thought. Let me be able to speak a word and interject something into the lives of the believers today that will be lasting for them, Lord God, that we all may benefit from the word of God preached, that our faith will be increased. For your word says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we thank you now, God. Father, we give you praise for what you've already done. But Lord, we're going to thank you again for what you're about to do. We give you praise again. Lord, now after you've healed and delivered and set free and blessed those people that are in need of a blessing today, Father, we'll be careful to give you praise. We'll be careful to glorify your name. We will join in with the many winged seraphim and the many eyed cherubim that chant and declare one to another that you are holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. And there's no God like you. And your glory fills the earth. We thank you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to use for a title or tag a thought to this message this morning. When God's goodness makes you turn back. Amen. When God's goodness makes you turn back. Amen. They were cleansed. The cleansing came when they start walking. The healing began to take place as they begin to move. Yes. Y'all still with me here? Yes. And as they begin to move, the healing took place. Let me try another mic. Maybe that's the problem here. Amen. That sounds better. Amen. So when they begin to move, the healing took place. And as they begin to walk, there was this one. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's read it. And one of them saw that he was healed and turned back with a loud voice and glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Look at this. They didn't ask for a sign. They didn't say, Lord, do this and then I believe it happened. They didn't need God to do something different. They were confident in his word. They were confident at the fact that he took time out to speak to them. I wish I had somebody. When you realize that God is speaking to you and you take time out, that he's taking time out to say something specifically to you, I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's through your child that God speaks to them. I don't care if it's through a coworker or even during this message, God might say one thing that catches your attention and becomes something that he said to you. Just know that if God said it, you can bank on it. And that everything will be all right. He said, look, they didn't ask for anything. They were satisfied with the fact that he spoke to them and he recognized them. And after that, you know, after everybody had ignored them, after everybody, you know, people walked by and here they were. They were lepers and nobody paid no attention to them. They were glad that they were out of the way. But Jesus walked by and he spoke back to them when nobody else would speak to them. Do you know that when people write you off and don't nobody want to deal with you, that God will still deal with you?
Oh, come on and say amen here. When everybody else was ignoring them, then God said, I'm not going to ignore you. I'm going to speak to you, and I need you to obey when I speak. Come on and say amen. The problem is we're too slow to obey. We start to wonder if it was God that spoke to us in the first place, and we need to know that God speaks to us, and when he does speak, he's not going to be just speaking to you just for nothing. But when God sends his word, he sends his word to deliver us. He sends his word to heal us. He sends his word to set us free. Come on and say amen. But the Bible says as they went, as they begin to obey the word of God, as they begin to take off and do what God said, they were able to begin to see a change or feel a change on the inside. Do I have a witness here? And the Bible says, look at this. He says, and that as they went, they were cleansed. In verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, look at this here. The man saw that he was healed. Now, I don't know what he saw in himself that made him decide that I'm healed, but when he realized that as they went on the way, he realized that something changed on the inside, and because the disease started on the inside, come on and say amen, because the disease started down on the inside, I believe he felt something on the inside, and that's why you got to learn how to feel something, amen. You got to learn how to feel what God is doing in your life. You need to learn how to be spiritual enough to know that God is doing something. Come on and say amen. And the Bible said that when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. Do I have a witness here? What happened here? The Bible says that this, basically, he was confident in what God had done, how God had cleansed him, and he became conscious that there was a change that happened in his life. We have to be conscious of the change that God is doing in our life. Come on and say amen here. We need to know that something is happening whether we see it physically or not. We need to know that God is ever changing things all around us. And the Bible says here, he said that when he saw that he had been healed, he turned with a loud voice. And that was the question in the message this morning. When God's goodness make you turn back, is there something that God has done in your life that will make you turn back to him? Is there something that God has done in your life that makes you want to turn around and say thank you? Is there something that God has done in your life to make you decide that I ain't got time to go with the crowd? I can be all by myself and give God the praise that he deserves. Do I have any witnesses in the house? Is there anyone in here that decide that no matter what the enemy has done, no matter what I've had in my past, no matter how I felt, no matter what I lost, I'm still going to turn around and tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, because of what you've done and how good you've been to me. Come on and say amen. Is there anything in your life that you can decide that I don't care how bad things had gotten, but I know that things are so much better now. I don't care how bad things look. I may not have back what I lost, but I know I'm healed. I know I'm delivered. I know I'm set free, and I just want to tell the Lord, thank you. Is there anybody in here today that said God's goodness has been so good to me that I want to just turn back? Now look at what happened here. That's the last point I want to make, and I'm going to the house. Amen. He said, look, he said after this, he said he turned back and he glorified God. And look at this. The Bible said he did it in a what, loud voice. And I just want you to know that some of us, we're too quiet for our own good. Some of us, we're too quiet about what God has done for us. And you know, we say that just ain't us. Well, maybe he hadn't done enough for you to open up your mouth. That just ain't me to say hallelujah and all of that mess. Okay, well, you go right ahead, but I'm thankful for the little things that he's done for me, because if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I'd be. I'm just here to tell you that I can't give God enough praise. If I had 10,000 tongues, I'd praise him with everyone. If I had 10,000 hands, I'd clap them. Come on and say amen, because he's been good to me. I know I had some issues. I know that I lost some things. I know that I was messed up. I know that I was excommunicated from the crew, but that's all right. I still know how to come back and tell the Lord thank you that he helped me to make it through my troubles, that he helped me to make it through my stains and train. I wish I had somebody in here. We got some struggles and some strains in life, but thanks be to God that my struggles and my strains won't be able to stop me from praising him. Do I have anybody here that said, even though I ain't got it all yet, I'm still going to tell the Lord thank you? Even though it's not going my way all the time, I'm still going to lift up my hoarse voice and tell the Lord. You know what amazed me about this whole thing is that before, when Jesus came by, they were all hoarse, and he needed help to lift up enough noise so that Jesus could hear them. But all of a sudden, because he realized what God has done, he said, I don't need no help. I was singing in the choir, but now I'm going solo, and I can tell the Lord thank you all by myself. The Bible said he glorified in a loud voice. What does that mean? That means that he lifted up his voice where he could had to talk low for I don't know how many years, but God restored his voice. I wish I had somebody. What did I tell you the other week? You need to change your voice. Some of us have been too low, but crank up the volume and give God some praise. Lift up his name. Come on and shout glory. Shout hallelujah. But another thing I like about this, I want you to see something here. The other thing I like about it is that when I looked at the last part of this verse, he says to him, he said he fell down on his face and he gave thanks, and it pointed out he was a Samaritan. I said, now why was it so important for Luke to say that he was a Samaritan? Come on and say amen. Well, when I look at the situation, he was following some Jews that were going to show themselves to the priest, and he realized, where am I going? They ain't going to accept me at the church, but I think I'll go right back to the one who will accept me. I don't know about you, but I ain't worried about them accepting me, but I'm going to go right back to the one who will accept me, to the one that made a way where there was no way, to the one who opened doors that were shut in my face, to the one that opened up windows when they shut the doors and poured me out a blessing. Somebody shout yeah, shout yes. But when I look at the text, I gotta try to preach it all. He fell on his face and he gave him thanks, and he said he was a Samaritan. He was a mixed up person, a person of multi ethnicities, a person who was half this and part that. What we would have called him if he was a dog, a mutt, a mixed up terrier. I wish I had somebody. He was all mixed up. And so guess what he said? He said, I might be mixed up about this, but one thing I'm sure of is I can go back to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, the one who died. Somebody say yes. Oh, well, look at what the Samaritan did. He went back and he made a connection. See, the problem with many of us is that when God does something, we fail to connect. We don't make that connection. We say, I gotta get touched, but I didn't make a connection. I want to get healed, but I didn't make a connection. I want him to change my life, make me all right, but I didn't get connected. But what this man said, he said, I gotta go back and I gotta connect with the one that done for me what he didn't have to do. You see, God don't have to do anything for you. And if you died, then he's still God. If you failed, he's still God. He's a sovereign God, and he don't have to do anything. But because he's a good God, a good and sovereign God, a great God, the Lord is good. Lord, and his mercy endureth forever. I wish I had somebody. The Bible says that how did he connect? He connected through praise. He connected through worship. He lifted up his voice and told him, thank you. Oh, the Bible says you went into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless. Anybody want to bless him? Say, bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Do I have somebody that say, I understand how to connect? It's not by a pastor laying a hand on me, but it's by me praising and worshiping the Lord. Somebody say yes. Give God praise. But look at the text here. Verse 17, Jesus saw him praising. Jesus saw him worshiping. He said, now at first, the Samaritan and the other lepers, they couldn't get close to Jesus. But he said, here's my chance because I'm whole now. See, they obeyed the law. They stayed away from him because they were unclean. And see, that's what sinners do. They stay away from God. They stay away from church. Yeah. Preach. Oh, come on and say amen. But when they realize that the same one I've been staying away from will pass by me and heal me, will pass by where I am and in my condition and still do for me what nobody else could do, I think I'll go where he is and get close enough where I can tell him thank you. Somebody say yes and give God praise. But then Jesus said, were not there 10 that was cleansed? But where are the 9? See, Jesus said, I did something and I did it in divine order. But then I only got one back. I only got one of them. But the other ones were fruitful. But this one is going to be made whole. I wish I had somebody. But look at what he said. He said, they are not found now to return and give glory to God except this stranger. I wondered why. Jesus said a stranger, because he was not due what he got. He was not due it because he was not a Jew. Jesus said salvation is of the Jews. He got something that he wasn't supposed to get, but because he had faith and because he had confidence that God could do it, come on and shout glory. Shout hallelujah. See, some of the things that you weren't supposed to get, God did it anyway. Some stuff was just for other folks, but God looked at you in the state you were in and decided, I'm going to bless you, and decided, I'm going to heal you. I know the doctor said no, but I'm saying yes. I know the banker said no, but here is the money. Somebody say glory. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. Somebody say yes. Come on and say hallelujah. But when Jesus saw him, he said, arise, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole. In other words, it's because you believe you've been set free. Do I have anybody that say, I believe? Well, since you believe, you've been set free. I'm here to tell you now, I'm prophesying to who will receive it. You've been set free, because he that the Son has set free is free indeed. Do I have anybody that say, I receive it? I know I'm healed. I receive it. I know I'm free. I receive it. I know the way's made. I receive it. Now tell the Lord, thank you for what you've done. You brought me from a mighty long way. Say yes. Say yes. The 9 of them, they all left, and all of them got a healing. but not all night. God made whole. Do I wish I had somebody that understood what I'm saying? Some people get healed, but I don't want just a healing. I want a holding. Can I say it like that? I want a holding, not just a healing. I want God to make me whole. That's way. I don't have to worry about being sick again. That way. I don't have to worry what's going to happen because I'm whole. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yes. I'm here to tell you that I'm like the Samaritan. I'm on my way to the place where I'm supposed to go, following God's instructions. But on my way, I realized something changed. I realized I look different. And I ain't got no mirror to see that I look different. I realize that I feel different. And I ain't took no vitamins to make me feel different. But what I did take is faith in my diet. Somebody say yes and give God praise. Is there anybody here that see the goodness of God and turn back and say, Lord, I thank you. I learned something when I was very young, that any time somebody do something for you, they didn't have to do. You're supposed to tell them thank you. So here I am, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. So I'm saying thank you. You didn't have to take up an old rugged cross. Come down to 39 prophets, 42 generations, and take nails in your hand. You didn't have to do it. You took nails in your feet. Didn't have to do it. You hung your head in the locks of your shoulders, and you died. You didn't have to do it. But I'm here to tell you, thank you, Lord, that you died, but he didn't stay dead. The Bible says, Eli, Eli, say, Eli. Sunday morning, he got up. He didn't have to get up, but he did it for me and you. So that for that, Lord, I say thank you. But he didn't stop there. Back in the early 80s, he knew where I would be. He decided to touch me and say, here I am. Want you to know it was me that did it. It's me that gave you life. Me that'll heal you. It's me that'll save you. It's me that whatever you get in trouble, I'll be your bridge over troubled water. It's me that when you're sick, I'm Jehovah Rapha and I heal you. It's me when you get hungry, I'll be your bread in a starving land. It's me. That's what he told me. He said, it's me. When your friends turn their back on you, I'll be a friend. When you're friendless, say yes. Say yes. And in 96, when mama left me, he said, it's me that'll be your mother when you're motherless. Somebody shout glory. Shout hallelujah. Say yes. Anybody here? I say, is there anybody that look back over your life and tell the Lord, I thank you. You've been too good for me to sit down on my blessed assurance and not tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him thank you because of what he's done. Tell him thank you because of who he is. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Won't he do it? Say, won't he do it? Won't he heal you? Tell him thank you. Won't he save you? Tell him thank you. Won't he make a way? Tell him thank you. Yes, he will. Won't he really? Will he, won't he? Say yes. Say yes. Say yeah. Ain't he all right? Say yes. I'm trying to go, but God has been good. Rally your head back and say, thank you. Thank you. You've been good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, he's been good to me. And the least I can do is wave my hand, wrap my nappy head back, and say thank you. Oh, my Lord. Tell your other neighbor. Say, neighbor, I may not know three things. I may not know two things, but one thing I know. I know he's all right. Say yeah. Say yeah. Thank you. Been good. Thank you, Lord. Even though I've been down, I still say thank you. Trouble in my way. Have to cry sometimes. But thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Yeah. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. He's an on-time God. He's a mighty God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We ought to be thankful. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful that one day I had a spiritual leprosy that I was destined for hell to be burned. But one day Jesus passed by and had mercy on me. And ever since that day, ever since that hour, I've been thankful because the stuff I lost, he restored it. Listen, listen, let me tell you something. When you have leprosy and you lose your limbs, this man had to see something. He had to feel something. He had to know something. God didn't give him back the same old fingers he had. He had new ones. New. And when David said he restored my soul, when God restores, he don't just give you back what you had, that old stuff. He gives you new stuff. Matter of fact, let me tell you how good God is. He said his mercies are new every morning. Now here I am. I'm going to tell you. The mercies he gave me yesterday, I'm saying that's good enough. But God said, oh no, I got new mercies. New ones. Because you got new problems. You got new dirt people doing your life. New. There's a new situation, new condition, but I give you a new mercy. Now, yesterday, mercy could have been enough because God is just that good. But he decided to give me a new. And you know what's amazing about that? I didn't ask for it. He just know I need it. And if he know I need it, he'll supply he'll supply. But it happened, listen to this, it happened to the ones who obeyed. When he said go, they didn't ask no questions. Say, go show yourself to the priest. Now listen, it was the priest that had declared them unclean and put them out of society, put them out of the church. It was that person. And he said, now go back to that one. The one who put you, who declared you, and show yourself so he can see you ain't what you used to be. I'm so glad that God let the same ones that said what they said see what he did. Yeah. Tell somebody, I'm so glad God let the same ones that said what they said see what he did. Won't he do it? How awesome. Just be thankful. Be thankful for what he's done. Be thankful for what he is doing. In everything, he says, give thanks.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries, Adventist Louisiana.